share many, many references to the preservation of the saints or perseverance of the saints in the Bible. Brother Michael Smith has been doing a study on that, and hopefully we'll be getting that to post on sermon audio. But do you know the word preserved itself, the word preserved or form of it, forms of it are listed 56 times in the Bible. And it's often, it is related to God preserving his people. In Deuteronomy 6:24, the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. Joshua 24:17, for the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. So the preservation not only has to do with preserving us spiritually, preserving our souls, but also has to do with protecting our lives against those that would come against us. We see often it's referred to as God preserving David. You know, David was a warrior and had many enemies. In 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, it has that. And even in Chronicles, this little phrase that says, and the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. And the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. In Nehemiah 9, verse 6, thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made the heavens of heavens, with all their host, the earth, and all the things that are therein, the sea and all that is therein. Thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. You know, people want to talk about global warming and all this stuff. And look, the Lord is the one who preserves all of his creation, all of his creatures, everything that he's made. He's the preserver of his, of what he's made. It says, thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth, and all the things that are therein, the seas, and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Nehemiah 9:6. Job realized that God preserved him. He said in Job 10:12, thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. Well, David prayed for God's preservation. In Psalm 16:1, he says, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. Psalm 31:23, O love the Lord, all ye saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful. The Lord preserveth the faithful. Psalm 32:7, thou art my hiding place, thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. Isn't that wonderful? Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Wow. Psalm 36:6, thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. God preserves the beasts of the field. He actually feeds the beasts of the field. He also talks about the preservation of his people, and then the in contradistinction to that the wicked being cut off. Psalm 37:28, the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Psalm 40:11, withhold not thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. We need the continual preservation of the Lord, or we would be consumed. We need the continual preservation of the Lord, or we would be consumed. You know, our faith comes from God. Our faith remains in God, and He continues to preserve our souls. Psalm 97:10, ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the soul of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. 116:6, the Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low and he helped me. Psalm 121:7, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. That's a wonderful, wonderful promise to us. There's two shells in that. He shall preserve thee from all evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. Psalm 121:8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Even forevermore. Wow. Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. We're also told that the Lord in Psalm 140:1, O Lord, deliver me from the evil man, preserve me from the violent man. Interesting. Interesting. Psalm 145:20, the Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow, but the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. Psalm 145:20, the Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Proverbs 2:8, he keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Proverbs 2:11. He says, discretion shall preserve thee and understanding shall keep thee. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upholden by mercy. Proverbs 20:28. Proverbs 22:12, the eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, and he overthroweth the words of the transgressor. Isaiah 31:5, as birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending also, he will deliver it, and passing over, he will preserve it. You know, God will preserve his people. He will preserve Zion. Spiritual Zion. Spiritual Zion. Isaiah 49:8. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee. and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth to cause to inherit the desolate heritages. Speaking of Hosea, Hosea 12:13, and by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. First Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was strong on this doctrine of preservation. 2 Timothy 4:18, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Jude, first verse of Jude. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Oh, wow. Sanctified by God the Father, in other words, set apart by God, and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. So this morning, let us remember that God has promised that he will preserve his saints. He will preserve his people. He is with us forever. Forever. Not just till we die. He's with us forever. That's what everlasting life is. That's what eternal life is. This doctrine of the preservation of the saints is a wonderful, comforting doctrine for us in times of struggle and temptation and tribulation and suffering. God has promised that he will keep us in his care forever. God bless this morning.